It is a mild Wednesday afternoon all across eastern New York and western New England. Many spots have come up into the 60s today. A few areas have been as warm as the lower 70s. And with temperatures that mild this time of year, there are some records in jeopardy on this Wednesday afternoon. Overall, temperatures will remain mild over the next several days. I don't see any major outbreaks of cold in sight. However, this very warm air will be nudged down to the south over the next couple of days, and we'll see kind of more typical mild spring weather as we head toward the end of the week. And that change will be triggered by a cold front that is working its way into the North Country this afternoon. That cold front will sink to the south tonight, and then we'll see an area of low pressure, a storm right along that front late tonight into the day tomorrow, and that will bring us the chance for some rainfall as we work through tonight into the day on Thursday. So we'll have showers through much of our area tonight. Our southern area should escape any shower activity through the night, but from the capital region on north, we are looking at that rainfall. And the best chance for a steady kind of soaking rain will be for areas along and north of I-90 as we go through the late night hours into the day on Thursday. And as we work on through the day tomorrow, it is mostly cloudy with those areas of rainfall. And even across the south tomorrow, we will see at least the chance for some showers, mainly during the afternoon and evening. Temperatures will be a bit cooler across the North Country tomorrow. That warm air will be kind of nudged down to the south. So for areas south of the capital region, for the lower and mid-Hudson Valley into Connecticut, temperatures will still be quite warm tomorrow, running well up into the 60s to near 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, showers will begin to come to an end as that storm system works its way to the east. The cold front will continue then to sink its way to the south. A shower or two may linger first thing on Friday, especially if you happen to be an early riser. Otherwise, we'll have partly sunny skies Friday afternoon. It's going to be another nice day, but not as warm as temperatures begin to chill down just a bit. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, mild, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely, high in the 50s, closer to the 40s near the Canadian border. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely, with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and mild, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers during the afternoon, warm with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy with showers developing, mild, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, high in the 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with the chance of an early shower, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.